The Murder of the Century by Paul Collins, narrated by William DeFreeze. To Mom and Dad, who let me read the mysteries from their bookshelf. Is anyone you know missing? Send any information you may possess to the journal, and it may aid in clearing up a mystery. To the public, do you know of a missing man? If you have a friend, a relative, or an acquaintance who has disappeared, or if you have knowledge of the disappearance of any man, please send the information in detail to the journal. Communications marked not for publication will be held in strict confidence, and the information therein will be entrusted to none but the most reliable reporters, who will use it only to aid in solving the murder mystery that all society is interested in having cleared up. Do not assume that the missing man of whom you know cannot possibly be the victim. Send the facts to the journal, and you may aid in bringing a murderer to justice. The Journal. Part 1. The Victim. Chapter 1. The Mystery of the River. It was a slow afternoon for news. The newsboys along the East River piers still readied themselves on a scorching summer Saturday for the incoming ferry passengers from Brooklyn, armed with innumerable battling editions of Manhattan's dailies for June 26, 1897. There were sensational yellow papers, like Pulitzer's World and Hearst's Journal, the stately flagships of the Herald and the Sun, and stray runts, like the Post and the Times. By 2:30, the afternoon editions were coming, while the morning papers were getting left in stacks to bake in the sun. But there were no orders by President McKinley.